From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A spokesman for former President Barack Obama has denied a claim by President Trump that the former president had wires tapped in the Trump Tower during the November presidential campaign. Kevin Lewis, a spokesman for Mr. Obama, said neither President Obama nor any White House official ever ordered surveillance on any U.S. citizen. Any suggestion otherwise is simply false. President Trump has his administration has issued no official statement on a series of tweets the president sent early Saturday, alleging that former President Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower. Trump did not cite any source for his claims, nor did he provide any evidence that electronic surveillance occurred. The claims come as the Trump administration faces mounting pressure from multiple FBI and congressional investigations into contacts between members of his campaign team and Russian officials. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said Russia has to be stopped from what he called breaking the backbone of democracy. Graham told a rowdy town hall meeting with his constituents he's very concerned about possible Russian interference in last year's election.
I'm very worried that our president is suggesting that the former president has done something illegally. I would be very worried if, in fact, the Obama administration was able to obtain a warrant lawfully about Trump campaign activity with foreign governments.
Graham and Arizona Republican John McCain have taken a hard line toward Russia for meddling in the 2016 presidential race. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Forces loyal to Libya's top Eastern military commander, General Khalifa Haftar, say that they have pounded Islamist militia fighters with airstrikes in the key oil ports of Sidra and Ras Lanuf. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo that Haftar's forces had controlled the country's so-called oil triangle since September of last year.
Militia forces, calling themselves the Benghazi Defense Brigades, began the surprise attack on Sidra and Ras Lanuf on Thursday. A militia spokesman, Yasser Jabali, claimed his men were holding their ground. Mabdouh Salami, a London-based oil analyst, told Libyan TV that control of the country's two largest oil ports, Ras Lanuf and Sidra, are always a main interest of the country's militias and of the National Unity Government because they are the key to the country's economy and ultimate control of Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Malaysia has expelled the North Korean ambassador in continued fallout from the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother at Kuala Lumpur's airport last month. In a statement, Malaysia's foreign ministry labeled the ambassador persona non grata after he had criticized the investigation into the assassination. Ambassador Kang Chol was told he needs to vacate Malaysia within 48 hours. Kim Jong-nam was killed in Kuala Lumpur's airport February 13th when two women smeared a substance on his face. The substance was later found to contain VX nerve gas, a highly toxic agent the UN classifies as a weapon of mass destruction. The two women, one Indonesian and one Vietnamese, have been arrested. They could face the death penalty if they are convicted. Police and witnesses in central Pakistan say that suspected Islamic State militants have executed a kidnapped officer of the country's prime intelligence agency and dropped his chained body on a busy road. Officials identified the slain man as Umar Mobeen Gilani, saying he was kidnapped nearly 3 years ago by unknown gunmen when he was serving in a counterterrorism unit of Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence, or ISI. Somali government officials say that more than 100 people, mainly women and children, have died from waterborne diseases in the last 2 days as a result of the enduring drought in the country. The International Organization for Migration is appealing for millions of dollars to provide life-saving assistance to hundreds of thousands of the most vulnerable victims of Somalia's drought. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.